You ever watch Prabhupada? Just watch him. He would go like this. He would close both eyes. It's a simple thing. And of course, calling people from behind when they're leaving. Another thing Brahmananda was chastised for. Anyway. Kirtan. There's a whole list of instructions how Prabhupada did not want kirtan to be done. Instances when he would send Hari Kesha or Hari Sari, even Sruta Kirti perhaps, go to the temple, tell them to stop that. You know? Like he said, chanting Hari Bol. You know, sometimes we go on for half an hour chanting Hari Bol and you never hear the Maha Mantra. That's not correct. Three times is fine. Panchatattva Mantra, three times, fine. But our main mantra, Maha Mantra, should be emphasized. What to speak of all other kinds of things during kirtan. Dancing, Prabhupada was very particular. You can do anything outside in the wide open spaces, but in the temple room we're supposed to be focusing on the deities. We're dancing for their pleasure. And in Chicago there was a gathering of tribes. All the Radha Damodar buses converged in Chicago, and Prabhupada had come, and it was a big wild kirtan, and everybody started the hot foot. I don't know if you know what the hot foot is, but just imagine you're walking on coals. That's hot feet. So they started stomping and running around. Prabhupada said, stop that. He stopped the kirtan. Can you imagine Prabhupada stopped the kirtan? He said, don't do that. So there are ways to do kirtan and there are ways not to do it. Some minor details I just thought I would mention. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya. Naram chaiva narottamam. Devim sarasatim vyasam. Tato jayamudirayat. Nasta praishu abhadreshu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama shloke. Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, chapter 12, entitled Creation of the Kumaras and Others, text number 34. Kadachid Dhyayatah Srashtur Veda Asangs Chaturmukat Katam Sraksyami Aham Lokan Samavetan Yata Pura Kadachidhyayata Shastur Veda Asangs Chatur Mukhat Katam Srakshyamyaham Lokan Samavetanyata Pura Once upon a time, Vyayataha, while contemplating, Srashtuhu of Brahma, Vedaha, the Vedic literature, Asan, became manifested. Chatuhu Mukhat from the four mouths. Katam Srakshyami. How shall I create? Aham. Myself. Lokan, all these worlds, Samavetan, assembled, Yata, as they were, Pura, in the past. Translation. Responsibly, please repeat. Once upon a time, when Brahma was thinking of how to create the worlds, as in the past millennium, the four Vedas, which contain all varieties of knowledge, became manifested from his four mouths. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As a fire can consume anything and everything without being contaminated, so by the grace of the Lord, the fire of Brahma's greatness consumed his desire for the sinful act of sex with his daughter. The Vedas are the source of all knowledge, and they were first revealed to Brahma by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, while Brahma was thinking of recreating the material world. is powerful. By dint of his devotional service unto the Lord, and the Lord is always ready to forgive his devotee if by chance he falls down from the noble path of devotional service. The Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.42 confirms this as follows. Svapadamulam bhajata priyasya tyakvanasya bhavasya hari paresha. Vikarma yajcho vatitam katanchid dhunati sarvam hridi sannivishta. Any person who is engaged 100% in the transcendental loving service of the Lord at his lotus feet is very dear to the personality of Godhead, and the Lord being situated in the heart of the devotee excuses all kinds of sins committed by chance. It was never expected that a great personality like Brahma would ever think of sex indulgence with his daughter. The example shown by Brahma only suggests that the power of material nature is so strong that it can act upon everyone, even Brahma. Brahma was saved by the mercy of the Lord with a little punishment, but by the grace of the Lord, he did not lose his prestige as the great Brahma. Kadachidya yata shrashtur veda asangs chatur mukat katam sraksyam yaham lokan samavetan yata pura. Once upon a time when Brahma was thinking of how to create the worlds as in the past millennium, the four Vedas, which contain all varieties of knowledge, became manifested from his four mouths. So, we come into this material world due to our lusty desires. Icha, Icha Dvesha, Samuttena, Dvandva, Mohina, Bharata. And therefore, because of these desires, we are in moha or illusion. We falsely identify the self with the body or the mind. And this is the greatest mistake of modern civilization. The whole society is going on under this idea that I am American, I am Indian, I'm Canadian, I'm black, I'm white, I'm man, I'm woman, and therefore their activities are meant for the gratification of the senses of the body, and they become entangled, moha jala, just like a fish caught in a net. they become entangled. And every time they try to create a solution for their problems, because it is ultimately oriented towards further sense gratification, they become more entangled. There's no solution. And things get worse and worse and worse. We have not yet seen the full effect of Kali Yuga. It is progressing in that direction, but it's going to get much worse, to the point where people will simply kill one another or engage in sex. There'll be no food left in the world. People live beneath the surface of the earth and not see the light of day. At that time, Kalki will come. There's no question of brain. If someone has got a little brain, then perhaps, by the mercy of a pure devotee of Krishna, some Krishna consciousness can be injected, even if his brain is dull. But at that time, there will be no use. Kalki will simply kill these 2-foot-high, 15-year-old men and women, and they'll be blessed in that way, but we don't want to stick around for that. We should finish our business and get out now. The material world is like a stool room, a toilet. No matter how you try to make the toilet smell nice, invariably it's going to have a bad smell. You should finish your business and get out quickly. You're not meant to spend a long time in the bathroom. So Lord Brahma is a great personality. He is Adi Kavi, the original learned person in the world, and he is given the knowledge by which the rest of the material creation is created. And it is his size. He is huge. We can't imagine his size or his intelligence, his capacity to know. And yet, Lord Brahma becomes bewildered. Now someone the other day was mentioning in a politically correct way or a gentle way about this matra svasra duhitra va navi viktasano avet. One should not be alone in a room with one's mother, sister, or daughter. And they were trying to be gentle about it, but The fact is, Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvangshan Apikarshati. The senses are so powerful that one can actually conceive of and even attempt or engage in sex with his own mother, sister, or daughter. Otherwise, why in the Quran, the main book, you know, there are sub-religious principles, but in the main Shastra, Muhammad is telling the people, don't have sex with your mother or sister. Why did he have to tell them that? Because they were doing it, and therefore he said, don't do it. So it is quite conceivable that the senses are so powerful, even you're a rational person, but when you become lusty, one can commit any kind of abominable activity. An example here is Brahma. Now, he is Tejasam. He's very powerful. So, Nadoshaya. There's no fault. We should be very careful when finding fault with great personalities like the demigods, who are entrusted with such responsibility by Krishna that they manage the affairs of the entire cosmos. If it appears to be some defect in them, we should analyze very carefully. There's no defect. And Lord Brahma is teaching us by his example. If we want to get out of this material world, we have to be on guard. We have to be very careful about our enemies and how we get attracted. Just like in biology or even in psychology, they'll take an animal, maybe a turtle or small turtle, put them in a pot, water, turtles trying to jump and get out. They heat the water up a little bit, and then it becomes very nice, so the turtle doesn't jump so much anymore. He's kind of enjoying the water. Then they turn it up a little more, and then the turtle becomes a little sleepy. And then they turn it up a little more, and the turtle can no longer jump out of his pot. And then you've got turtle soup. But that's the situation we're in. Maya attacks us, invades our mind and our senses, the sitting places of lust, and imperceptibly, slowly, Maya invades our space, so that by the time we're caught, we don't even realize it. It starts from material attachment. Sangat sanjayate kama. From material attachments. We become lusty for increasing and preserving. And in that process, in that cycle, invariably we will meet frustration. We can't help it. That's the nature of the world. No one is free from the influence of the modes of material nature. In this material world, we have to deal with sattvas, rajas, and tamaguna. And there's predominantly raja and tama. And we've come from that environment, and now we're trying to escape. But Maya has two potencies, avaranatmika shakti, covering potency, and prachapatmika shakti. You try to get out from her grasp, throws you back down again. So we really have to focus on this business. Spiritual life is not a casual affair. You think that, well, we've got it so much better than yogis and rishis in Satya Yuga. Someone was saying it's not Satya Yuga now, it's Kali Yuga. The process is much easier. Astihe ko mahat gunaha kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangam param vrajat. The good thing is, by chanting we can achieve perfection. How nice. But the fact is, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidam Vidhi Aikantiki Harer Bhakti. Unless we perform our bhakti according to the process as delineated by our acharyas, and that also we have to focus very carefully, because like shaving with a razor, if you make a mistake, if you're inattentive, then you cut. And similarly, in performing devotional service, if you don't follow the standard process, then utpatyaiva kalpate. Your so-called devotional service will simply become a disturbance in society. Though there's a need, if we want to get free from this itching sensation, this lust that just harangues us, constantly disturbs us, just like Hayagriva. Hayagriva was an early devotee. I'm sure all of you have heard of him. Great soul. Had his problems, but he was basically the first one to meet Srila Prabhupada on the streets of New York and talk to him. And he also was a great writer. He wrote Hare Krishna Explosion, some other books, and very wonderful. He did a lot of devotional service in the early days. But one day he was talking to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was saying about Yamunacharya, Yadavadi Mama Cheta Krishna Padara Vinde. Now that I have taken up devotional service, I'm feeling pleasure more and more, and I'm completely detached from social obligations and rituals. And when I think of sex life, my lips curl up. The sex is binding me. Maitun agara. The shackles, the chains of sex is binding me. When I think of that, I turn my head and spit in disgust. So Hayagriva commented, Srila Prabhupada, every time I spit, I think of sex life. That's our situation, folks. We're born under a bad sign. So we have to, it's like Pogo, who went forth to find the enemy and returned and said, we have found the enemy, and the enemy is us. So we have to focus and see. And it really requires a lot of cooperation within a community. Men and women have to understand the problems and not exacerbate. If they exacerbate, then men may masturbate. In other words, nobody should go out of their way. Everybody should be chaste. Very important to dress properly. Vaishnav dress. And dress chastely. It's not domination. It's a process. It's a scientific process. Just like MIT is here in America, the MIT of spiritual life is in India for thousands and thousands of years. What you're seeing today in India is the last vestiges of a once extant culture, which was a spiritual culture and was perfect in every aspect. Right from food to dress to entertainment. Everything was centered in Krishna. We have to somehow or other keep our minds fixed. And of course, one very good way to do that, as we explained before, is to have some service. Just like here, it's explained that, again, that Lord Brahma, his perfection is his constant engagement. Brahma is powerful by dint of his devotional service unto the Lord. So, when Krishna sees that the devotees are fully engaged, when they're trying, let me tell you about trying. It is my not so humble opinion that we're not very qualified, and we have to keep trying. Trying with all our heart and all our might, come what may. Whatever obstacles Krishna wants to put in our way, it doesn't matter. We'll try to get over them. He's the supreme controller, so if he wants, he can give us the power to cross over. We have to try. Just like Sankirtan. If you sit here in the temple and you think, I can't do book distribution. I can't go out on Harinam. I used to do that 25, 35 years ago, but, you know, I'm too old now. If you allow your mind to think up all kinds of reasons why I can't do it, you'll find all kinds of reasons why you can't do it. And you won't do it. You just have to get out there and do it. You just have to take shelter. A thread which goes through all the activities, Sutre Manigana Eva, like pearls strung on a thread, are pearls, are our conviction that devotional service is the only path for our salvation. And if we engage in devotional service, there will be no loss or diminution. Neha Bikramanashuti Pratyavayona Vidyate Sualpam. Not only Alpam, but Sualpam. If we try even a little bit to perform devotional service, we keep focused and keep trying, then we'll be protected, we'll be helped. Like Garuda and the sparrow lost her eggs in the ocean, and she petitioned the ocean, give me back my eggs, otherwise I'll peck out all your water, the ocean laughed, who are you? The sparrow started with her little beak, picking out water from the ocean. Then Garuda came and saw the wonderful attempt of the sparrow and decided to help her. Garuda also being the bird carrier of Lord Vishnu. Then the ocean really became afraid and immediately returned the sparrow's eggs. So in the same way, the material world is moving. Maya dikshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. The material nature, Daivihyeshu Gunamai Mama Maya, is Krishna's material energy. It's working under his supervision. And if you try, he can make all arrangements for you. It's just a question of commitment. Keep struggling. Keep trying. And especially Gyanagni Sarvakarmani, all of your material activities which may create a block, all your papa or Papa Beach Seeds of Sin. They may block you, slow you down, but when you develop an understanding, when you read Bhagavad Gita, when you associate with devotees, when you're constantly hearing Machitta Madgata Pana Bodhyanta Parasparam Katiyantascha Mam Nityam Tushyanticha Ramanticha. The devotees enjoy discussing about Krishna. You'll get caught up in that. You'll also enjoy. And you'll learn. And that knowledge will help you to burn all your sinful reactions. And Krishna's so kind. Apiche Sudaracharu Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhak. Ananya Bhak means very seriously, without deviation. If one is engaged in serving me, Sadureva Samantavya, very quickly he will become saintly, even if he happens to fall down. Sudurachar, not only Durachar, but Sudurachar, even if one becomes, you know, commit some abominable act, and Prabhupada mentions that there are constitutional activities and there are conditional activities. Constitutional means offering arti, etc. Activities that go on in the spiritual world. But conditional means the devotee's activities in relationship to mundane society. And for the devotees, there are rules. As brahmanas, we're expected to deal truthfully, not cheat people or change them up. We want to give them Krishna consciousness, and we may endeavor in so many ways, but at the end of the day, we should be perfect gentlemen. How will your disciples be recognized? They will be perfect gentlemen. And we have to keep focus on that also, because it's not something that will come automatically without any attention. Perfect gentleman is, you know, there are devotees who are strong devotees who are not perfect gentlemen. But in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, as followers of Srila Prabhupada, we have to keep that in mind, how to interact. But even if, by accident, a devotee does commit some activity which is untoward, then Krishna will forgive him, and he says, Chipram Bhavati Dharmatma. Very quickly he will be rectified. And in the same verse, he says, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranasyati. My devotee will never be vanquished. What does that mean, vanquished? My devotee's devotional service will be protected if he accidentally falls down. And here we read, Prabhupada said, excuses all kinds of sins committed by chance. so again, we come from that stock can't be helped. We're a product of our environment, genetic and psychic determinism, Vatulu. But if we endeavor by the science of Krishna consciousness, following it very strictly, then we will, as is explained here by the example of Lord Brahma, as firewood is burned to ashes. Similarly, all of our sins will be burned up by devotional service. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. It's also explained in many other places in the Bhagavatam, especially in the Uddhava Gita, in the 11th canto. There's Krishna's instructions to Uddhava. In many places, the same thing is explained. So, we have the right process, we have the right spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Everything is perfect. Now, just like in my college, my university, UBC, British Columbia, the motto was, in Latin, tuum est, which means it's up to you. The books are there, the library is there, the teachers are there, the courses are there. You spend all your time in the campus pool hall like I did, you'll flunk out. And if you don't take advantage of the facilities that are provided here by Srila Prabhupada and his servants, if you don't take advantage, I mean, I really, really pity some good friends of mine, but I don't even empathize. I pity. Empathy is, you know, kind of, I understand, I can see where you're at, I put myself in your shoes, and yeah, I can understand your point of view. Pity is another thing. All my friends who don't take advantage of, they don't come to Mangalarti, they don't come to greeting the deities, they don't come to class, they come, you know, they're just like the typical Hindu who goes to the temple and, you know, comes before the deity once a month or once a year and does the axe chopper. Probably call this the axe chopper. And then they throw 10 paisa and go away. You have to try. Utsa, enthusiasm. You have to try. Keep trying. You'll be successful. Lord Brahma's teaching us that. You will be successful. You have to keep trying. Nobody's got a problem. I'm here to tell you. Nobody's got a problem where you can say, well, my problems are too great. No, you keep trying. Krishna will help. So are there any questions or comments? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.